Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for the business. Hope you're saying that to your customers on a regular basis, all the time, early and often, nonstop, ad nauseum. You cannot say thank you to your customers too much. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. He's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Coming up on next month, we'll be celebrating his 14th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. But more than importantly, for more than 40 years, he started when he was only in elementary school. He's been polling small business owners with his very important index, Small Business Index, and he has been Optimism Index, I should say, and about what they think, what small business owners are seeing out there in the marketplace. And he's been putting that into a report all these years, and we're the happy recipients of it, one of the recipients every month. And he's our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Chief Economist for the NFIB, if I didn't say that as well, and a longtime, very important educator. Bill, the economy keeps just going along. I don't even think we're on a hockey stick, right? I mean, you know, with a hockey stick where you go down and you make this gradual slide up. I'm not even sure where. It seems to me like the hockey stick has fallen over. What do you think?
I think that's basically it. You know, we're kind of on a straight line. I looked at the forecast of my colleagues, even the Federal Reserve Board, about where the economy is going to go, and everybody, except a few kind of eternal optimists, you know, see us plugging along at, you know, 2 to 2.5% growth, maybe a little higher than 2.5. So that's growth. We keep growing. There was only one quarter since 2009 that we didn't grow. It's just we're not growing enough. So the unemployment rate is at 6.7%, 6.8, so staying in that range.
Right, right.
And then, to, you know, it's kind of a, like, how did that happen? The stock market, of course, until yesterday,
right,
was hitting new high levels. I mean, it's that bifurcated economy. Now, the big firms have been doing very well. If you plot interest rates against the stock market, you'll see that as the interest rates went down, the stock market went up. So we know the Fed has been helping people who own stocks and helping the traders and the big banks, but sure isn't helping us on Main Street at all.
No, that's exactly right. I've been talking about that for a long time. And in my column this week, I reminded people that there was a time when the stock market was a leading indicator of the economy, and now it's merely a leading indicator of itself. And, Bill, I also point out in my column this week, I'm scooping myself a little bit, that if you want the new indicator of the U.S. economy is Main Street, not Wall Street. And the point I make in that is the economy should be growing at 4%, but it's only growing at 2%, and when you poll small business owners, as you do professionally, and as I do from time to time, you see that the small business owners are really feeling they're not feeling like we're in a recovery. And so, in my opinion, that's your other 2% that we don't get right now, is because of a small business's what they're experiencing on Main Street. What do you think?
Yeah, that's basically the way I've been characterizing it. It's kind of like, I mean, we're growing at 1%, the small business half, which is kind of population growth. We have more haircuts every year. We do that, so that's a little more GDP growth. The big firms have been doing much better than that. Usually, most of that, you know, selling in exports and so on.
Right.
So if you average 1 plus give them 4 or 5% growth, let's say 5 or 4 rather, then you get 1 plus 4 divided by 2 is 2.5. That's kind of, you know, the growth that we have. And until we get our small business sector, you know, back online, you know, the economy can't grow really very quickly.
Well, and when most people consider the stock market to be the indicator of a big corporate America's performance, but there's so many different things that go into making a stock go up or go down, and many of them are global, many of them are financial, some of them are manipulative, some of them, a lot of it is emotional. But Bill, the thing that makes small businesses stock go up or down is when a customer comes in and lays their money on the barrel head and says, I want that.
Right.
It's that simple, isn't it?
Except for cars, why? Because we're going to do okay on cars, but I mean, the average age of the car stock is now at an all-time high. So, except for cars, you know, consumers just aren't spending a whole lot of money. And of course, wages aren't growing that much. It's just really not a good picture for them, and they don't have any confidence in what's going to happen in the future.
We're going to come back and break down some of the elements in Bill's survey as we do every month. And that's coming up right after this break. I'm Jim Blasingame. When we come back, I'm going to ask Bill, how big a deal was the weather this winter? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.